Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
On today's Smart 7 Baltimore Bridge drama, Julian Assange gets one last shot at an appeal and much more. It's Wednesday, 27th of March. It's World Theatre Day and happy birthday, well, to me, Jamie East.
The Smart 7. It's news, but not the news.
There was an incredibly dramatic incident on Tuesday morning in Baltimore, Maryland, as the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after it was hit by a container ship. The bridge, which was 1.6 miles long, was constructed from steel and opened in 1977, but Maryland Governor Wes Moore said it had been fully up to code. There are at least six people from a construction crew who were working on the bridge still missing, and Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says it's almost unthinkable that this has happened.
This is a tragedy that you can never imagine, but never would you think that you would see the Key Bridge tumble down like that. It looked like something out of an action movie.
The bridge is a key piece of infrastructure for Baltimore, which is a critical transport hub for the U.S. East Coast, and U.S. President Joe Biden was quick to respond.
I'm directing my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. And we're going to work hand in hand to support Maryland and whatever they ask for.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak found himself forced into a mini reshuffle on Tuesday as two more ministers quit his government, Armed Forces Minister James Heapy and veteran Tory MP Robert Halfon, who had been Education Minister. Halfon also announced he'd be stepping down at the end of Parliament, making him the 63rd Tory MP to announce they'd be avoiding a re-election battle. Meanwhile, Rishi was busy battling with the SNP's Joanna Cherry over his troubled Rwanda plan at the liaison committee. She wanted to know why people from Afghanistan fleeing the Taliban are having to get to the UK via small boats.
Your members of Parliament were quipped against voting for an amendment that would have prevented Afghans who had aided His Majesty's armed forces in Afghanistan from being sent to Rwanda. Is that something that makes you proud?
I really disagree with that characterisation, and given we've just had all these debates in Parliament, I actually think characterising like that is deeply unhelpful.
He also denied that there is a crisis in local authority funding, despite warnings that several large councils are facing bankruptcy, and said his overriding economic priority remains the control of inflation. There was some levity, however, when he was asked about former PM Liz Truss's assertions about the deep state.
What are your thoughts or comments on your predecessor when she says she was undermined by, quotes, the deep state?
Yeah, probably a question for her. I probably wouldn't tell you if I was, Will, would I?
No. And we
wouldn't tell anyone else either.
There was drama on Tuesday as the long-running legal battle by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to prevent his extradition to the US took a new twist. His lawyers have been attempting to overturn a ruling that could see him face charges of espionage over the leaking of classified US documents. His team had objected on 9 grounds, and 6 of those were rejected outright, but the remaining 3 were approved as grounds for appeal, including a demand for assurances from the US that he would not face the death penalty. The US has been given 3 weeks to provide assurances on that, in which case an appeal could take place on May 20th. Outside the court, Julian's wife Stella Assange says he's being persecuted as a political prisoner.
What the courts have done have been to invite a political intervention from the United States to send a letter saying it's all okay. I find this astounding.
Even after a UN Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, there was no sign of progress on Tuesday. In fact, Israel recalled its negotiating team from Qatar, blaming Hamas for a lack of interest in talks and the UN resolution for damaging the negotiations. Israel's relations with the US have worsened too, as pressure mounts, but with Hamas demanding an Israeli withdrawal from the Strip during the ceasefire, there's no prospect of a breakthrough anytime soon. Meanwhile, UNICEF spokesman James Elder, who is on the ground in Gaza, spoke to Channel 4 News and says no food aid has been allowed through to northern Gaza in days.
We must be very clear on this. Israel's responsibility to allow all aid. It's not happening. That's why we have an imminent famine. Truth matters here. The imminent famine in the north, it's man-made. The only good news here is it can be fixed.
Still to come on today's Smart 7, Euro heartbreak for Wales and Shakira's hips are back in action right after this.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome back.
Tuesday night saw the final places decided for this summer's Euro 2024 tournament. Georgia faced Greece for the early game, which ended scoreless, but Georgia went through 4-2 on penalties. Ukraine faced Iceland and were fortunate to get a late goal that saw them win 2-1 and go through. Wales took on Poland and the game went to extra time after a goalless 90 minutes, but the Welsh lost 5-4 on penalties. Manager Rob Page says his team were disappointed but still have huge potential.
It's a team that's going somewhere. They're so disappointed they're not qualified. They're hungry for it. They're hungry for success, qualification. And it's a team in transition, and they'll have learnt from those experiences tonight, as cruel as it is. But there's bigger and better things to come from this group.
Shakira really is a modern pop music icon. From her hips, which famously can't lie, to her turbulent marriage to football star Gerard Piqué, she's been firmly in the spotlight for a long time. Her divorce has been a never-ending source of tabloid stories, including the time she put a witch on her balcony facing the house where her mother-in-law lived. But she's back now with a brand new album, her first in 7 years, and a hit song with Cardi B called Punteria. She says the secret to her newfound creative energy is simple.
Yeah, I've been putting out music here and there, but it was really hard for me to put together a body of work. I didn't have time. It was the husband factor. Now I'm husbandless. But yeah, the husband was dragging me down.
It's been almost 30 years since we first saw Will Smith and Martin Lawrence buddy up for the original Bad Boys movie. The classic action comedy had a sequel, then in 2020 a third movie, and now the duo are back once again, this time with Bad Boys Ride or Die. The fourth episode was in jeopardy for a while after Will Smith's real-life bad boy behaviour at the Oscars, but now it's due to drop on the 7th of June, with all the usual suspects returning. Expect fast cars, foul language, and some snappy one-liners.
We now have evidence that the late Captain Conrad Howard of Miami PD was working directly with drug cartels for years.
Captain Howard is being framed.
What the hell?
He's texting us from the other side.
No, he's not, Marcus.
If he's seeing this, I'm probably dead. Come on.
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.